Name des Shemesh mean?
Does it mean the day, the yom?
All right, let's do something new today. Let's go on to the next pasuk. Next pasuk says, pasuk Dalet says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe. Again, on Perik Tes, pasuk Dalet.
Okay.
Perik Tes, pasuk Dalet, Vayidaber Moshe.
Vayidaber
Moshe. El Bnei Yisrael la'asos ha'posach. Rashi, Vayidaber Moshe. Ma'ay tam lemar. V'haloi kvar nemar. Vayidaber Moshe esmodei Hashem. Ela kishashama parshas mo'adim misinai amlohem v'chozar v'esiram b'shas ma'is. So Rashi, you're telling over here a very fascinating thing, is that we know this. Vayidaber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael la'asos ha'posach. Did we not already learn back in Parshas Emor all of the Moadim? Hashem told Moshe that for all generations the Jewish people shall observe the Moadim, which includes Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So this is old news. So what is Moshe now telling them to go observe Pesach? Vayidaber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael la'asos to do observe HaPosach. So Rashi, my time lemar, v'lekva nemar. Back in Parshas Emor, Vayidaber Moshe esmodei Hashem. Ella, the answer is, Moshe told them about Pesach when Hashem taught him the halachas. And we don't know when Hashem taught him the halachas. Maybe Hashem taught him the halachas in the middle of the summer. Hashem taught Moshe the halachas whenever he taught him the halachas. But now that it's Nisan, and it's the 14th day of Nisan, Hashem repeated the halacha, and Moshe, okay, now is the time to do. So you have to instruct people generally. You instruct them what they're supposed to do generally. And then when it comes the calendar day when you have to do it, you tell them to do it again. When Moshe learned the halachas at Sinai in Vav Sivan, he told them what to do. And now when it's now the calendar date, he told them to do it again. V'chazar v'esiram v'shas ma'ase. Now, what does the Targum say in this pasuk Dalet? Malil Moshe in b'nei Yisrael l'mevad pischa, to do the Korban Pesach. All here in the parish of the Ma'atzari. Let's see if he has a comment. Does he have anything to say about this pasuk? It appears that there's no comment here. Okay, we go to the next pasuk. Hey, Hayasu es ha'pesach. And the Jewish people, indeed, they brought the Korban Pesach, Barishon, in the first month of the year. That's Chodesh Nisan. Be'arbo, also Yom HaChodesh Ben Arbaim, Be'nidbar Sinai, on the 14th day of Chodesh, end of the month, in the afternoon. Kechol Asher Tziva Asher Esmoshe, Keinasu B'nei Yisrael. They did the Korban, they brought the Korban Pesach according to all of the laws. They did the Korban Pesach according to everything that Hashem taught them. What is Rashi? There's no Rashi on this pasuk. Amazing. A long pasuk. I'll read the pasuk one more time. It's a long pasuk. Vayasu es ha-pesach. They brought the Korban Pesach on the first month, Chodesh Nisan. Be'arbo'o also yom la-chodesh, on the 14th day of the first month. Bein ho-arbayim. They slaughtered the animal in the afternoon. Be'midbar Sinai. Where were they located? They were located in the desert. Kichol, according to all of the laws, Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Kenosu b'nei Yisrael, they were faithful to be the Korban Pesach according to all the halachas. Okay, what does the Targum say in this pasuk say? Pasuk v'avadu yos pischa b'nisan li'arba asra yom li'archa. They performed the Pesach on the 14th day of the first month in the afternoon b'mad v'ra in the desert of Sinai k'chol according to fakid yos Hashem yos Moshe. According to all that Hashem commanded Moshe, Kein Avadu B'nei Yisrael. Okay, straightforward. Now, let's look over here. You don't have this, but let me see if we finish with the Nisan. Bereshis, Loitirgim Kein Bereshain. Okay, by in Bereshis, Loitirgim Bereshain, Loitirgim Kolosh Nakosa B'kadmo'oh. Ulai Kein Mocheish B'zeplok, So Lo'ovel Achuya. Okay, shenikur rishoyin, motzinu yud shenikur rishoyin, shenema barishon v'arbo osa yoyin v'achodesh. Okay, that, in other words, he's asking a very interesting question. Over here, the commentator, the Ma'atzari, is saying, if you look at the Targum, it says, back in the Pasuk, the Pasuk came, the Targum, it says, avadu yos pischa, they brought the Karban Pesach, b'nisan. The way the Targum translates the word barishayim is with the word nisan. Now nisan, the truth is, that's not a Jewish word. Nisan is the name of the month that we adopted in Bavel, when the Jewish people went into exile in Bavel. They then called all of the months by basically secular names. Okay, all of our months: Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei. These are not Jewish words. These are the names of the months that were used in Bavel. And according to the Jewish calendar, the only way you refer to a month is Chodesh Rishon, number. It's only numbers. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. There's no such thing in the Torah as referring to a month, a Jewish month, anything other than using numbers. In the whole Torah, these terms of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, is an invention that the Babylonians, it's secular, and it was adopted by the Jewish people, and it stuck with us. So here we have a shocking revelation over here in the Targum. The Targum over here, when it says in Pasuk Hey, Vayasu es haPesach bo Rishayim, the translation for the word Rishayim in the Targum is Nisan. Nisan? What does the Targum translate the word Rishayim as Nisan? And, you know, don't we have a tradition that the Targum was given at Har Sinai? And it was forgotten, and Uncleus restored it. At Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael did not yet go down to Bavel. We're dealing over here, how many years? 1,000 years, more, 1,200 years before the Golus of the Jewish people going to Bavel. So it's shocking. How could it then be that if the Targum was given at Har Sinai, how then is it possible that we're using the term of Nisan when there was no Nisan yet? I don't know an answer. This is a very important point which you have to deal with to understand when exactly was the Targum written. The common understanding is the Targum on Chumash was given to the Jewish people at Har Sinai. And Uncleus Hager worked to restore it. It was forgotten, it wasn't properly preserved, and he worked hard to restore the precise Targum. But wait a minute. If it was given at Har Sinai, there was no Bavel at Har Sinai. Or maybe if it was a Bavel, it wasn't part of our culture, our vocabulary. So this is a question that has to be answered, and I don't know what the answer is. But besides that question, there's another question that over here the commentator is asking, is that elsewhere in the Torah, like for example, in Chumash Bereishis, it says the word the months, and it says the word Rishayim. And there the Targum did not translate it in Nisan, but translated B'kadma'ah, which basically means in the first month. So we have the contradiction. Why in some places does the Targum translate the word Rishayim to mean in the first month? And here, he's translating it to be in Chodesh Nisan. Likewise, by the Korban Pesach, the first Korban Pesach, also when it says Rishayim, also the other Targum says B'kadma'ah. So let me read this. This is a really solid question. Let me read this one more time inside. Bereishis, In Parakhas Pasuk Yudimol. So I'm going to look at Parakhas Pasuk Yudimol. What does it say there in Parakhas Pasuk Yudimol? I read the Mamol. Parakhas Pasuk Yudimol. It says, Vayhi Be'achas V'sheish Shnei Oshana Barishoyin Be'echad L'chodesh Chorvu Hamayim Me'al Loretz. Vayosa Noyachas Nuxi Ateva Vayar V'hinei Chorvu Pnei Adam. When the Mamol came to an end, it came to an end in 601 years back to the life of Noach. Noach was 601. In the first month, on the first day of the month. So what would that mean? That would mean the Aleph Nisan. Isn't that amazing? I realize that Aleph Nisan was the time when the Chorvu Pnei Hamayim, he opened up the Teva and he saw Chorvu Pnei Hadam. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. All the way back in time. And there the Targum says, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vahava B'sheis Me'arach U'dachashim B'kad Mo'o. There it translates the word Rishoyim with the word B'kad Mo'o, not with the word Nisan. So how do we understand this? So he says something first, he says something very simple, because by the Mabel, there's really a machloikis. When it says Rishon, before Matan Torah, is Rishon Tishrei, or is Rishon Nisan? There's machloikis in the Gemara, when is the first month? When did we start counting from Chodesh Nisan? We certainly only started counting from Chodesh Nisan by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Parshas Bo. Question is, but when the Torah refers to the months and before that moment in time, does it still refer to the months by calling them by Nisan or by Tishrei? So therefore, he says over here, the Targum did not want to get involved in this dilemma, this debate. So therefore, that's why there it said Bekad Mo'ah. But here, we're dealing with aftermath of Torah, the second year, there is no doubt that the Rishni refers to Chodesh Nisan, not Chodesh Tishrei, and that's why we had no issue of saying over here, in this pasuk we have, that's why we say over here in Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so let me read over here again on the side. Loi tegim kem Rishon, tegim goloshna kosu bekad ma'am, vulai kem and sheish b'ze pluksa, loi oval lachuya. Ach, and answer that question. In Parashas Emor, when we're dealing with the Moadim, why there did it say the word Kad Mo'ah? And here, so there in Vayikra, Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel Hey, let's see what it says there. Vayikra, Chav Gimel Hey. Okay, Vayikra, Chav Gimel Hey. Let's see what it says here. Chav Gimel Hei, it says, V'chodesh HaRishon, Targum, V'yarcha Kad Mo'ah. So why there, when it deals with the Karban Pesach, in Parashas Emor, it says Kad Mo'ah, and here it says Nisan. So he answers, because there it says, in the Chodesh Rishon. So there's no mistake. Here it doesn't say the word Chodesh. It says Bor Rishon, which you could make a mistake to mean in the beginning of something else. In order not to be confused, since there it says B'chodesh HaRishon. Here it only says B'rishon. Therefore, we're talking about to clarify that here it means Nisan. V'yeshom t'afa kain shom v'shmoyz b'atad dobu l'bari m'nizek dey lafugi minas m'forash B'chodesh HaRishon m'ashen k'kain shachos ha'pepsh v'yeshom t'afa t'afa kain v'shmoyz pasuk doyme pasuk doyme perish b'nisan. De la fuke midas tande mishmol de amam mitzinu yudalid, we find And the Yud Dalid Shen Mikra Rishon Shenemar Barishon Bi Arbo Oso Yom HaChodesh. I'm not sure that I know what that means. I don't know what it means over there. Alright, let's leave that. We did enough. Okay, so at least we learned something new today. We learned the fact that the Targum translates the word Barishon to mean Chodesh Nisan. And we have to understand why in some places he says Nisan and other places he says Bikad Ma'ah. And we have to also, we left the question, why by Har Sinai, the Targum from Sinai, there was no Nisan, there was no word Nisan. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Vav. There were people that were tameim lenefesh adam. They were tameimes, and they were unable to do the Pesach by Yoimahu on that day, on the 14th day of the second year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayikrevu, they came near lifnei Moshe lifnei Aaron by Yoimahu, and they came to Moshe and Aaron on that day. Now, by the way, why did they need to come to Aaron? I don't know. What does Rashi say? Lifnei Moshe lifnei Aaron. Oh, so Rashi answers the question. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaroi. So, they came to Moshe the Aaron. Rashi says, why did it say before Moshe and Aaron? Kisheshneihem yoshev leveis hamedrash bohu u'shalom. Moshe and Aaron were sitting together in the Beis Medrash, and these people, they walked in and they asked the question, we are unable to bring the Korban Pesach, what should we do? Now Rashi then goes on to say, v'lo yitochin lemash zeh achar zeh. Maybe it means they first went to Moshe, and Moshe did not know what to do, and then they went to Aaron. Maybe they asked them one after the other. So Rashi says that is impossible, because if Moshe did not know, how in the world would Aaron know? Moshe knew more than Aaron. Moshe was the one that went to Shemayim, not Aaron. So it can't be they went first to Moshe, and Moshe did not know, and then they went to Aaron, because there was no way that Aaron would know what Moshe did not know. So it has to mean they went to Moshe and Aaron in one shot, and they together did not know. Shemoshe lo yoda, lo yodea. Aaron minayin loy. Okay, so that's Rashi. So again, the pasuk ends. He anoshon ha'yitum l'mashadav lo yochul lasa pesach b'yamahu. Vayikvu dekem near lifnei Moshe lifnei Aaron b'yamahu. Targum on this pasuk Vav says vavo guvraya davo nisoavin. There were people that were tameim l'tmei nafsha. From the tuma of the neshama, about the tmei, didn't we learn this? It means the bones. We learned the word tmei, if I'm not mistaken, means the bones of a neshama, the anosha. The tmei nafsha da anosha, the bones of the soul of a person. V'lo yichilu lemebat pischa b'yom ha'hu u'kurivu kodom Moshe u'kodom Aaron b'yom ha'hu. And they came before Moshe and before Aaron that day. Now, here is something very interesting. Keli u'tmeim v'yegu lefnei Moshe and lefnei Aaron. Now, let's see what it says over here in the commentary. I think we're going to have over here machlokes over here. Okay, it says over here, okay, you don't have this, I'm going to read it. Okay, we're not worried about that. We're not going to get bogged down with that. Okay. It says, Guvrayo, loy tirgim anashim givrin. Ela tirgim kilu hoi loshna kosev ho anashim, like ho anashim, yeshva lefi mashkos lakamon, for das unkulis hoi unoise aroinish lo yosev uvaloi uvalav hochi yeshma pi madi isa mistafrei, shahoyu bine odom kisharim vacharedim al hamitzvais. Okay, so here he's coming to ask a question that he's not translating the word correctly. When it says "Va'yihi anoshim v'havo guvrayo," that's not the correct translation. It should be "V'havo guvrin," not "guvrayo," "guvrin." The correct word will be "guvrin." Why does it say "guvrayo"? The word "guvrayo" means special people. Special individuals. So it would appear he's saying over here is dead because indeed these people were not just your ordinary Jack and Joe, Tom, Dick, and Harry. These people were very distinguished people. They were the ones who carried the Oroin of Yosef. they were tzaddikim, or they, we know Chazal said they were the ones who took out, who carried out Nadav Aviu, who carried out, buried them. They were distinguished people, and that's why the Targum translates the word Anoshim as Guv Raya, not Guvrin. Okay, next, and then Litmei Nafsha, bones. See, we learned something. Tamei, I was right. Tamei means the bones. They were Tamei Tumas. It's not just Bosar, but bones. And that fits very well with the idea that the people that were Tameim were the people that were carrying the bones, the Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef. Because the Targum says the word Tamei. Tamei means the bones of the Neshama, bones. Fine. Now let's go further. And even if you want to go learn, let's say it was Mishael and El Safan, they were Tamei for Nadav Aviu. In other words, the Loik Rabbi Kiva, in other words, the fact that it says they were Tamei for bones, who are the candidates? But basically, the Gemara says there were three opinions as to who were these people. One opinion says they were Tamei because they took the bones of Yosef. The second opinion says it was Mishael and El Tzofan who were Tamei for burying Nadav Aviu. And the third opinion in the Gemara is they were Tamei because they were engaged with a Mace Mitzvah. Now, if we're dealing with a Mace Mitzvah or with Nadav Aviu, they were bodies. They were not bones. But if you learn that they were Yosef, it was the bones of Yosef, oh, then they were Tamei because they touched the bones. So he is suggesting that the Targum here is taking sides, and by saying they were Tamei because they touched bones, the Targum is following the opinion in the Gemara that says that the people that wanted a Pesach Sheni were the people who came in contact with, who were carrying the bones of Yosef. Not like the opinions that state that the people that were wanted a Pesach Sheni were Tamei because of Nadav Aviu or because of a Mace Mitzvah. Because that would not be bones. They're Tamei because they came in contact with the flesh of a dead body. The flesh of a dead body is also Metamei Mace. So the fact that it says bones is indicated that the Targum is following that opinion. All right. Now, V'lo Yechilu, they were unable. Over here on the side it says, V'lo Yitirgim V'lo Havalu Roshu. Okay, lo yichilu means we have no permission. Okay, I don't know what he's saying. He's saying over here an idea. It doesn't appeal to me. Let's leave it out. Now there's one thing I want to point out over here, and that is he doesn't speak about this. And that is over here, again, we always have this rule. Baruch Hashem, we've advanced in the study of learning Rashi and Targum. And we've learned many, many times that when Rashi makes a comment, more often than not, he's coming to pick up upon something that the Targum said that bothered him. Now, we have to also appreciate that the Targum very often is not a very literal translation of the Pasuk. The Targum likes to explain the Pasuk generally. We have this many times where the Targum tells you what's going on. Targum doesn't always translate the words with utter precision. The Targum has the license to do that. Targum always does that. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayhi anoshim, asher hayu tumim, l'nefesh adam, they were tamei, v'lo yochlu la'asos ha'pesach, v'yemahu, v'yikrvu lifnei Moshe, V'lifnei Aharon. They came before Moshe and before Aaron. Now it says in the pasuk the word lifnei twice. Lifnei Moshe, v'lifnei Aharon. Now I want to suspect what I'm saying. I have no proof to say what I'm saying. But because Rashi is coming to pick up on this, why does it say the word lifnei twice? It can't be they go to Moshe, and Moshe doesn't know, and then they go to Aaron. Maybe Aaron knows. Moshe doesn't know. So Moshe, you don't know, but maybe Aaron knows the answer to the question. So Raj, impossible. Impossible. Because if Moshe didn't know, there is no way that Aaron knew. Now, why is that so? Why is that so? Just because Moshe doesn't know, automatically Aaron doesn't know? Is Mayor Appledorf here? Are you online, Mayor? I haven't heard a word from you. Just because Moshe doesn't know, who says Aaron? There are many times where people forget. Or look at Bezalel. Bezalel, Moshe told Bezalel, when you make the Mishkan, I want you first to make the Kalim, and then make the Mishkan. Bezalel says, no. Can't be. How could you make first the Kalim? Where are we going to store the Kalim if we don't yet have a structure? So Moshe says, you're right. I made a mistake. You're right. Make first the Mishkan, then make the Kalim. You have the Benoi Salafchot. Moshe didn't know what the law of Yerusha is when there are only daughters and there are no men. Moshe, what else do you have? The Mekoshesh. Moshe did not know how we should. Moshe doesn't necessarily know everything. Okay, so what's so terrible to say? They asked Moshe, and Moshe did not know, and they went to Aaron. For some reason, the Targum says they cannot. Rashi says they cannot be. Not in this case. If Moshe didn't know, there's no way Aaron. Maybe the Targum disagreed. Maybe the Targum held. They first went to Moshe, and then they went to Aaron. Why would I say that? I can't prove it. But if Rashi is coming to pick up on this point, it must be that maybe there's a nuance in the Targum where there's an indication the Targum disagrees. And what would be that indication in the Targum? Because the Targum says, V'lo yachilu lebebat pischa b'yom ha'hu ukrivu kodom Moshe ukidom Aaron b'yom ha'hu. The Targum is literally translating Kodom Moshe ukidom Aaron, before Moshe and before Aaron. Now you have to study other examples of this in the Targum's way. But the Targum does have a right, we've seen him do this many times, to give us more of what the Pasuk is really saying, even if that requires that he adds words or he leaves out words. Maybe the fact that Targum emphasizes the literal translation before Moshe and before Aaron, and he's not saying before Moshe and Aaron. You could kodom Moshe v'Aaron. Is the Targum authorized to write kodom Moshe v'Aaron and leave out the translation of the second kodom? I don't know. I don't know if I have the right to say that he could leave it out, but maybe he could. Why then did he not? Because the Targum held that they went first to Moshe. Moshe didn't know. Then they went to Aaron. Afterwards. Memela, Rashi didn't like that. And Rashi says no such thing. They went to Moshe to Aaron in one shot. So am I trying to over here make an anthill out of nothing? Maybe. But why did Rashi make this comment? All right, we'll leave it with that. Now we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Zayin. Va'yoyimru hanosh v'haymei lov anachnu t'meim l'nefesh adam v'lom anigora. And they said, we're t'meim l'nefesh adam v'lom anigora. Why should we be denied? Why should we diminish levilti hakriv es karban Hashem b'moado in its appointed time b'soch b'nei Yisrael? Rashi, pasuk Zayin. Lom anigora. I'm telling you, I lost my voice during 3 weeks and never got it back. I don't know what's going on. Long COVID. They call this long COVID, right? I don't know. Okay. You know, they have a joke. I just saw a joke. You know, that in Baltimore, they have like a reputation. COVID never ended. Baltimore. They make fun of people in Baltimore. Not nice. Nasty. They make fun of them in Baltimore. COVID, you know. they're still holding with COVID with the masks. They have outdoor minyanim. You know, they have all these achim. It's not a joke, but they make fun of them. So there was a bulletin today in Baltimore that because of the wildfire in Canada and the pollution that's out in the street, all the rabbanim are advising all the people who have the COVID minyanim outside should cancel the minyanim because of the pollution. They should go indoors. It's a litzanis. It's a litzanis. All the people that are still observing the laws of COVID. You have to appreciate the litzanis. So I don't mean to make litzanis because, you know, it's not nice. People died. Many people died. I got sick, but including myself. I think, whatever. Maybe I have it now. No, the CDC had a... this is true. Last week, the CDC, who has told us that if you take the vaccine, you will not get COVID. You will not get COVID. They had a convention of all the people who work for the CDC, 2,000 people. At the end of the convention, 180, and every single person was vaccinated and boosted. At the end of the convention, 180 of them had COVID. Okay, that's impossible. How could that possibly be? It's a cherpa. It's a galdig bazayim to the credibility. Terrible. All right. Everyone should have refuah shleim. That's the main thing. All right. Over here it says Abu Gvarai. Over here it says Rabbi Nashon Ulam Nigara. So what does it mean? Rashi says Ulam Nigara. Amalachem ain kachim kreivim b'tumah. Kachim cannot be brought in the state of tumah. Amrulo. So Moshe said to them, sorry, buddy, too little, too late. Yitame, you don't bring the carbon. Amrulo, yizore kadam oleinu b'kehanim tohirim. So you know what? We won't walk inside. Let the kohanim bring the carbon on our behalf, even though we're tame. The kohanim tohirim will bring the carbon. The yoichal habosar, now here there are two gersois, la tameim or la tohirim. Amalochem imdu v'yeshma k'talmid ha-muftach l'shma mipi rabbi. So Moshe, let me see what Hashem has to say. Over here, Rashi over here is giving incredible praise to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was like a talmid. That whenever he wants to have a communication with Hashem, Hashem will immediately respond. K'talmid ha-muftach l'shmaya mipi rabbi. Ashrei yulud isha, fortunate is a human being. Shekach muftach, he is confident. Shekol zman shahoyi roitza hoyi bedaber im hashvina. Uruya hoy saparish zu lehomer alide moshe kishokola terakula. Elo shezachu elu shete omer alidehen. These people that were tameim, it's only because of them that it was said. Shemagalgalin zuchos alide zakai. So Rashi over here says three incredible things. The middle thing, I believe, is a response to Christianity. Christianity, the one that talks to God, is the Son of God. It's Yoshka. And Yoshka, in their perverted, false religion, is a God. And he talks to, but the average Joe does not talk to God. Rashi goes out of his way to say, Ashrei Yilud Isha. Moshe is a human being. Nothing more than a human being. Ashrei that Moshe was able to speak to Hashem. You see that even a Yilud Isha can speak directly to Hashem. Not like them who have a whole different religion. Okay, now the last thing Rashi says is Megalgalin Zuchos Al Yidei Zakai. Whoever these people were, they get credit for this mitzvah. Moshe really should have taught this mitzvah, but they get credit. That's the second. And the first principle, this is something that is very, very interesting, and that is the people that were Tameh, what was their desire? They never fathomed that they would bring a Karban Pesach B'Tahara a month later. Their request was, we want to participate in this Karban Pesach. Now, we're Tamei. Okay, just because we're Tamei doesn't mean that we're out. We will stand outside. And the Kohanim, who are Tohirim, they will slaughter the animal on our behalf. Okay, many people, without studying the sugya, you get the impression that the people that were Tamei, they came to Moshe and they said, give us another chance. That's not what they wanted. It's impossible. They never fathomed they could have another chance. They came to ask the question, what could we do now? Now, at this moment. We're not looking for another day, a month later. We want to be able to participate in the Karban Pesach today. How? Are you Tamei? So we're Tamei. So let the Kohanim, who are Toharim, they'll do the Shlita on our behalf. And because they wanted that, they got better than what they asked for. They got better. They got a special day, a month later, when they will be Tahar, and they can shecht it, and they can eat it. So they got even more than what they bargained for. They bargained to be able to participate in the Karban Pesach today, in a state of Toma, by having the Kohanim or Taharim do it on their behalf. What did they get? You could argue they got it better. They got the opportunity to bring the Karban Pesach in a state of Tahara. That's what Rashi says. That's a very big chiddush. That's a very fascinating thing. What is it the time we finish up, wind down? What time will you say? Lamaru gurai ha'idun le'le anachna nisoavin, we are tamei, le'tamei nafsha, to the bones danosha. Lama nis mina. Okay, that's the tag of nigora. Nis mina bedil delo le'korava yos korbono da'ashem bezimnei in the proper time begoy b'nei Yisrael. Now, this is amazing. It would appear we're on the mark, we're on target. There's a machlokes, Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi learns they wanted to bring the Karban Pesach today. Unkelus says, Deloy, Lomanigo Levilti Hakribesach Karban Hashem Bimoado. All right, okay, not now, we're out of time. I'm not so sure what is right. One thing let's clarify is the word to hold back. Does he say anything over here? Bedil the lolamana shalom, b'chein tigum b'chein. No, he doesn't comment over anything. He doesn't say anything over here. There's no comment in the commentator over here. Alright, we'll leave it with that. Alright, at least we learned the Rashi. Okay, Rabbi Lazer, thank you very much for coming. Hashi, thank you for coming. Mayor, I hear a peep from you. Hope you're okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Zygism. Good night. Take care. Thank you. Good night, Mayor. Hope you're feeling okay. Talk later.